Welcome to Pork Fried Dice, a podcast in which a group of friends play Dungeons & Dragons together, facing the horrors of the fantasy world before them with unflinching solemnity and stoicism. Or not. Featuring Katie as Will, Greg as Lank, Abby as Rafina, Alex as Batwhack, and Eric as Nick and as Dungeon Master. Hold on to your haversacks. Let's roll.
So, Rafina, what are you doing? Are you just standing between Lank and Will and trying to absorb as many of Will's eye daggers as you can?
I'm gonna do calm emotion.
Uh-oh. Oh, okay. Go for it.
Yep.
It's like a will save or something?
Something like that.
Alright, so...
Yeah, I have to roll some
It's a charisma saving throw.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm going to cast Enrage, otherwise known as Zone of Truth.
Not the time, Bathwack! Not the time!
Enrage! That's great. All right. Oh my god, I rolled awesome.
I rolled 15.
22.
Why does nobody want to have their emotions calmed? I've never had a successful calm emotion.
Can I feel that she tried to do that to me?
Yeah, I believe so.
I think I'm going to give her a dirty look. I don't usually do that, but I'm going to give her a dirty look, and then I'm going to look right back at Lank.
All right, I'm going to continue down the hallway trying to create a crisis. Let me go.
Trying to create a crisis distraction.
Yep.
quick question about the map. I forget how these two things line up. Like, there's a door around where we all are, around the corner where the giant statue was. It looks like there's a door on the left. I don't know how to point.
If you click and hold, it'll make a circle, I think. You just click.
Yeah.
There is a gap in the wall there.
Have we been through there?
Nope.
Lang's going to head over there.
Okay.
Are we splitting up?
I don't know.
Lang doesn't say anything.
You see your reflection again.
Crap. All right, I won't open this door. I don't want Lank to get hurt.
Can I try to scry this being that possessed me or something? Like, can I try to find out where this being is? Is that a possible thing?
Let me look up scrying.
It's right here.
Oh, you have it?
Yeah, because... You can see and hear a particular creature you choose that is on the same plane of existence as you. The target must make a wisdom saving throw, which is modified by how well you know the target and the sort of physical connection you have to it. If a target knows you're casting the spell, it can fail the saving throw voluntarily if it wants to be observed.
Okay. Got it. You can try.
So what do I do?
They just have to... You say you're doing it, and then my target makes a wisdom saving throw.
Cool.
Or your target, or rather...
Yeah, well, I mean, I've never done it before, but Lank just walked out of my field of view, and I'm going to be like, what did I just do to myself? So what is this thing that just disappeared?
Okay.
Presumably, because he didn't talk anymore.
You are not able to scry upon this this creature.
Does she know why?
It just fails.
Can I try it again?
Yeah.
I'm like, it's like a lighter. Like a lighter that's not working. I'm just going to keep trying a couple times. Yeah. I mean, he'd give up after a couple times if
you were unable to scry upon this creature.
Oh. I think you're just saying I'm unable to.
I'm just telling you.
Maybe he gave you a bum scry spell.
Do you try it again?
Sure.
You are unable to scry this creature. You no longer have the ability to scry.
Does his voice come back?
Am I talking normally?
Are you talking?
Saying something.
I
could have danced.
I'm going to clear my throat.
Okay. Does that sound different if you...
I mean, it's louder than a whisper. Oh, really? It's like
no. Okay. I don't just try to think of what a whispered clearing your throat is. It still sounds like a low whisper.
Oh, great. So I ruined myself and now I have no spells. Sweet.
Is it the kind of thing that you can only use a certain number of times a day?
I have no idea. And Eric is not going to tell me.
I am going to tell you. You have no ability to scry anymore.
Sweet, but I'm just deformed forever.
You're deformed for now.
Sweet! All right, well, I'm going to erase my scry thing. And keep that little tasty detail of how I'm now an evil character.
You just appear to be.
Your smile is just
I think
evil.
I'm sliding. I think I'm sliding. Will's going to have a psychological breakdown soon.
The Star of Secrets is like, yes!
Yep.
Alright, Lank, you head through that door, and with your dark vision, you're easily able to see. We'll determine if anybody follows along.
I am following.
Yeah.
I'm right behind. If I can.
Sure. There were amber doors that once sealed this great stone room, but they've been smashed. Their pieces lie amid crushed bones, armor, and weapons. The ceiling here is 30 feet high and flat. Basically, it just looks like, yeah, a bunch of bones, armor, and weapons scattered around the room.
And they're not, like, attacking us the way it did in the other room.
You don't see any... Yeah, nothing lifts up and flies through the air at you. And there's no, like, fully formed skeletons that rise up or anything like that.
You're gonna walk over... Are these doors here? Here?
Those are doors there, yes. Is the rest of the group gonna follow along? I think Nick is probably gonna start making his way over there if he sees Bathwack and Lank have gone that way.
I was just looking through my inventory and I made a note that I have colorful robe, gold spectacles, and a wand from the creature that was up in the...
That was chucked out of the statue.
Yeah, did I give the wand to Will?
I think you maybe had been planning on it. I don't know if you...
I definitely don't. I didn't write anything down. I don't
you
think I
certainly didn't
it.
Say oh, okay. you did.
Oh, okay. Oh, I was thinking about it. All right. I'm looking for something that glows. That's because I couldn't see in that room that Lank was looking in.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's pretty dark here.
All right, I'm gonna light a torch.
Okay. Lank, you're terrified of fire.
I remember.
Oh, crap. All right, well, I'm doing it because I don't know that.
No, you don't.
All right, torch is lit. Lank's I'm standing
gonna...
right behind you, Lank.
Lank's going to jump and pull his weapon out.
Oh, my God.
And sort of breathing heavily, just going to sort of nod at Bathwack and start walking away. To look over here at this alcove.
Okay. I don't know Lank, if this is an are alcove. You okay?
The heck?
Do I know that there was a relationship between accepting the gift and being afraid of fire?
Yeah, I mean, you remember that happening. Like, you don't remember being terrified of fire before. It's not like you think you've always been terrified of fire. So you could pretty logically deduce that the two came hand in hand.
The gift that I received gave me a lot of... I guess affinity for ice, but I think it may have made me afraid of fire.
All right. How about if I keep my distance?
That's fine. I'm just looking around.
All right. I'll stay back what, like 15 feet.
And what about Will? What's Will doing?
I am walking out of this temple.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm going to start walking up the stairs in the main room. Yep.
Okay.
Just slowly and evilly.
Your walk is the same. So yeah, slowly and evilly. Just a normal Will walk. Where are you going, Will? Says Esmeralda.
Oh, you're still here? Get out of here.
She stayed behind to see where you would go.
Oh, really? You're gonna watch everything I do? Ha 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 ha. Oh wait, I have to whisper everything I'm saying. Watch everything I do. I sound like a smoker now.
No, I just, you didn't seem to take the news in there too well, so I wondered what you might be up to. You want to get out of here too?
Yes.
You mind if I tag along?
I thought you were going to be British now, not Irish anymore. So I'm a little bothered by that. whatever you want to do.
That was just my stunt double. They stood in for me in that first scene.
The stunt of standing there.
Yeah.
He just waves a hand dismissively like he doesn't care what she does.
Okay. So she's going to follow along.
She'll follow. So he's walking away from the party.
He is, yeah, he's starting to walk up the stairs. And you've got something with light on it, right, Will?
I do.
So you're visible. That's yes. what I was wondering.
I'm glowing my way up the stairs.
So we can see that he's leaving.
Yeah, you're all in that same giant room currently.
Will, where are you going? Are you leaving?
Nobody can hear me because I'm going to whisper.
I think we're going to wait for y'all outside.
Hmm. Okay. Don't go far. We don't want to get separated. It's a lot of work for the DM.
Well, then stop trying to find Victor.
I don't think anyone cares what happens to Victor at this point.
Yeah, no, this place is messing with us. Katie really wants to know what's going on in there, but I think Will is just like, I have a terrible feeling, and now something terrible has happened to me, and everyone is terrible, and everything is terrible, and I want to leave Barovia, and it's never going to happen, and I'm trapped!
Yep. So, Lang, now that Bathwax stayed back, did you want to go back to those doors?
Yes.
Okay. And you, they're closed. You open them? They're big old amber doors.
Well, first see if they're locked.
They are locked.
I'll try my crowbar.
Okay. Go ahead and give me a strength check. With advantage.
21.
All right. You are not able to pry these doors open.
I'll extinguish the torch. And I'll go over and help him.
Where else have we not been in this place?
Like the entire east wing.
Yeah, there's a big hall archway to the east. It's very, you know, the mirror of the one to the west. The west one led to a big old hallway with lots of doors.
Like more than half of the place is unexplored because there's a door on the west side on the top floor that's still closed.
In character, Lank, you never did anything upstairs.
Right.
Out of character, Will and Rafina explored part of the upstairs, at least, you know, doesn't look like all of it from what doors have and haven't been gone through. Well, Bathic, you're gonna try to help him out?
Yeah, snuff out the torch. I'll relight it later. Okay. Go up to the door and help him out.
Alright. You guys can make another strength check. Well, you both can try with advantage, since you're working together with a crowbar.
I have a piece of amber.
25 this time.
21.
All right. So, Lank, you're able to really wedge that crowbar in there, and you both give a yank, and the doors spring free with a creak and a crack. Some of the amber shard springs off and clatters on the ground, lands at your feet, Rafina. Looks oddly similar to the one you picked up.
Hmm.
There's also a flash of sparks at the seal of the door where the lock is. Looks somewhat, as Nick would say, magic-y. But then the right door swings open a bit.
Good job, guys. You did it.
You open this door up, and that reveals a large door similar in size to the other one that was filled with the weapons. The ceiling here is 30 foot high and flat. It's, what is it, 40 by 40-ish. There's like an alcove in the north. Piles of treasure are heaped against the west and east walls of this room. And in the alcove to the north, there's a 10-foot-tall statue carved from amber in the likeness of a hawk-headed humanoid. And behind it, you see a crack has formed in the wall.
Whoa.
Whoa.
How large of a crack? Is it like a tunnel?
It's like 3 feet wide, 8 feet high. So you could squeeze your way through there.
I'll take a look.
It does not look dug. It looks like it is naturally formed.
Hmm.
All right, I'm going to relight the torch. But I don't think I fit 3 feet wide. I don't know.
You could probably squeeze through. Steed's not getting through there, though.
I mean, I figure I'm just going to check it. If it's natural, it may not go anywhere.
Sure, sure. Are you going to go in with them, Rafina?
Yeah, I absolutely fit.
Okay. So you all go past the 10-foot-tall statue, the amber statue.
I need to keep my distance from Link, so I'm going to let the others go in front of me.
Got just it. Because of the light?
Yeah.
Alright. So, you squeeze through the cracks, and you reveal A very large, grand room. There's a golden marble staircase with a black marble railing that hugs the north wall that, as it spirals gently up a 30-foot-wide shaft. Lying in the middle of the room are 6 rotting wooden crates. The amber-covered walls are sculpted to look like tentacles that entwine around marble bas-reliefs. Is that how you say that? Bas-reliefs?
I think it's bas-reliefs.
Ba?
I don't even know what it is.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
I don't know. Multiple reliefs of kings, queens, pharaohs, and sultans attend by myriad slaves. The west, south, and east walls contain alcoves, and standing in each alcove is a tall, rough block of amber. Two wide cracks have opened up in the south wall that you came through that spill rubble and shattered pieces of amber onto the floor.
Is this the only way in and out of this room?
The staircase leads up.
Oh, the staircase. Okay. Yep.
There's a 30-foot shaft leading to something up above.
So the black area here to the south is not anything.
Yeah, that I didn't reveal that entirely. That's just to make the edges clear. It's just a back wall.
Oh, I see. Okay.
But yeah, this one, the rough blocks you recognize as more sarcophagi.
Oh.
Ooh.
Sorry, sarcophagis.
More sarcophagi!
I sent Steed to go with Will and Esmeralda.
Cool.
Rufina runs up to a sarcophagus.
Yeah?
Puts her hand on it.
Cool. We've got west, south, and east.
North. Just kidding. I know. So funny. East, please.
Alrighty. East. Let's see here.
Where is Rufina?
I'm stuck way back.
She's by the east sarcophagus.
Yeah.
Well, I am technically. Yeah, but yeah. Here I am. Right.
So I'm curious, too. But I'm not so sure I want a gift. But I'll touch the east sarcophagus too.
Okay. Yeah. Not to be left out, Nick is going to reach out and touch it.
Hello, is anyone there?
Hello. My name is Zudun. I am the Corpse Star.
Whoa.
Ooh. How are you today?
Dead.
Aww. Still?
Always.
What?
How do you feel about that?
It is what it is.
My goodness, you stars are also stoic.
Do you want a gift?
Tell me about your gift.
It's the power to raise the ancient dead.
Whoa! The ancient dead.
It's a good gift.
Whoa.
How do you envision me using this gift?
Oh, to great lengths. I suspect you would feel very good to be able to bring those that are slain back from the dead.
How ancient?
As ancient as you like.
Like 10 years ago? A year ago? A month?
You pick.
Really? So it's not really just ancient.
No.
That's pretty exciting.
Though I guess that depends on your point of view. I mean, to a housefly, a week would seem ancient, wouldn't it?
Yes. This is true.
Death is relative.
Can you tell me if you think this is the right gift for me?
I think these all would be the right gifts for you. All of us have great gifts to give.
Am I allowed to shop around? Can I check the other sarcophagi first?
I'll be here.
Okay, see you later.
Let me give you my direct number so you get right back to me if you have any questions or want my gift.
Aww. I know where to find you, Corpse Star.
You have to go through the automated messages. What about you two? You want my gift?
Bathwax really suspicious.
Are you suspicious?
So
I understand. I'm the Corpse Star.
Yeah. How do they come back?
They're brought back.
That's a good question, because would they be undead then?
As they were?
They have life again.
They have life again. Full life?
Well, describe, do you have full life right now? Who really has full life? I don't. I'm dead.
It sounds like an amazing gift, but it's not for me.
A paladin? Huh. Rejecting the gift to bring back those from the dead?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah, I'll walk away. This is a little bit harder. Yeah.
And you hear Nick say, I don't know. It does seem good. Yeah. I gotta talk to them. And he follows you. Lank, does it look to me, as per the map, as though you're heading up the stairs?
He's moved 5 feet, like in moment by moment, he's working his way up the stairs.
He's sneaking.
He's like, is there fire up here?
Aww.
All right, so you can head up those stairs.
I don't know which way's up.
The left to right. The west side is the bottom of the stairs.
When they went over to touch the sarcophagus, Lank went upstairs.
Got it. Okay. Yeah. So you head upstairs.
So Rufina, the thing that gets me is that he said all of the gifts are good. But
yeah. Right.
I'm not so sure about that.
We know that that's not true. Or we know that they're not just gifts of good.
So Lank, you head up the stairs. I'm going to have to move over to the other map. Get ready, Will. You're next.
I'll be shivering in the cold snow. Be exciting.
All right. And you come up into a stone library. This library has 20-foot-high walls and a 30-foot-high vaulted ceiling. Covering the ceiling is a fresco that depicts angels being set ablaze in a hell.
Oh my god. Whoa.
That's awful.
Against the gray walls stand 6 10-foot-tall black marble bookcases. On their shelves are hundreds of well-preserved tomes. Embroidered rugs, chairs, and lit candelabras fill the southern half of the room.
Any sign of Victor?
There is no person in this library that you can see.
And the candles are lit, so...
They are. And there's one kind of near the top of the stairs there.
Does it look... Looking at the candles, does it look like they've been burning for a while? Like, is there wax pouring down, or are they clean?
It doesn't look like they've been freshly lit. They're not guttering and, at the bottom of the candles. So, I don't know. It looks like they've been burning for a little while.
Link's going to walk in and start looking around the room.
Okay.
You said there's no windows, right?
There are no windows. You're underground.
Yeah, I guess that would just be dirt.
So. Yeah. There are tons of windows. all the walls are windows, really. The main thing to note are just the hundreds of books covering these, fulfilling these bookcases that are along the southern, eastern, and western walls.
Do they have things written on the spines?
No.
No. Well, that's not helpful. Lank's going to take a book off the shelf at random.
Okay. The cover is blank.
Go ahead and open it.
The pages are blank.
What the?
I'm gonna put it back. Well, no, he's first gonna do the, flip through the... Are all the pages blank?
Yes.
I'm gonna put it back.
Okay.
And then go sit down... in this chair.
Aww.
You pull it away a little bit from the candelabra nearby. All right, cool. Will, so where exactly are you heading? Esmeralda's following you, so the ball is in your court, as they say.
Do I hear those weird eyeball guys? They went up here to talk to the skulls. Do I hear anything over in that direction?
I mean, are you going to head over there to try to hear if they're there?
We went. The door is right there. I figure as I walk by, they're probably all open. I figure I might hear something like shrieks of them being burned alive, like the other guys.
You don't hear anything.
Nothing.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. Then I keep walking, I guess.
Okay. You've noticed that Steed Corral has joined your little group. And is just following Bathback?
Just following.
Okay. Bernard says to you in your head, he says, what do we do with this information?
What do you do with this information? You are not even alive. Does it really matter to you?
It feels like it matters to me.
Right. I don't know. I just don't want to be in here anymore. I don't know. I just don't want to be in
here. It's in your head.
Okay. I don't know. I just don't want to be in here anymore. It seems like a terrible place. And everyone's going to die in there probably. And I don't want to do it anymore. And you know what? Morality discussion. He was doing his job.
Mm-hmm.
Not that you would
just
appreciate
it. Just like you
that.
Were.
Yeah. Yes. But. But.
Makes me remember how I loved having conversations with you.
You did! We were best friends. It's true. But, yeah, I mean, what am I supposed to do with it?
I don't know.
This group sucks.
He does.
You know what? Yeah, you're right. He definitely has put on a real good show about being one of the good guys. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I like looking at Greg out of the corner of my eye. Reality, he didn't know he was doing these bad things, so I'm obviously saying this as Will, knowing that Lank isn't actually a bad person, or whatever. Who knows what the fuck is going on with Lank? I don't know, but he apparently doesn't want to be like that. But Will thinks he's some, like, really good liar that is trying to make it so that Will always looks like he's a bad guy, but Lank has done some really shitty things that he never admits until it's the time to admit it. And he's like, yeah, he's a real great guy. I don't know, man. Will's gonna be an evil person, isn't he? I hate it. But that's what he's feeling. I feel like he's just like, well, now I've got an evil smile. I feel it across my face. Look at this smile, Bernard.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Bad.
Right.
You've been good at faking it before.
I can't. This is just what my face does now. Oh, it's stuck. Can't do anything about it.
Can you prestidigitate your smile off?
I could do Mask of Many Faces. Can I actually? I wonder.
It just looks like one of those like old like 90s like kids show where like there's like a picture of a face and then, like,
the mouth. Yeah.
They do like a record someone's mouth moving over it or whatever.
Yep. Yeah. Yep, this is who I am now, Bernard. I might as well summon Frederick. Because that's who I am, I guess. That's the way things are going.
Oh, okay.
I'll see.
Or maybe you should summon Madeline.
To do what?
I don't know.
So she can, like, look at him and not be able to do anything? Because you know what she appears as? Like this tiny little flying thing that is not like a big bear that could... And you know what? Nobody can beat Lank up anyway. He's made of stone. Even though he's tiny, he's like this strong, impossible to move guy that kills everything. So none of us can even do anything about it if we wanted to.
Are you talking to your dog? Your brother dog? You've just been kind of standing there staring off in the middle distance.
Yes.
Okay. You don't have to yell.
Oh yeah, I can't. Yes.
All right. Sorry. Well,
why don't you go ride this green horse off into the sunset? Go wherever the hell you want to go. You don't want to be here either, but I don't want to touch that horse.
Well, I mean, what are you leaving? Are you just going outside? What are you doing?
What are you doing? You seem to want to know an awful lot about my business.
No, I don't think it's wise for any of us to be alone in this place, or even near this place.
Yeah, so we're getting out of this place, no?
No, yes. I mean, are we going to leave them behind? Is that what your plan is? Or just are you going to wait for them?
I don't know what I'm supposed to do.
Supposed to do? What are you talking about?
Oh,
you're saying like there's some
loud.
Like...
Well, he's
saying
was like
there's
like
there's some kind of a overarching narrative that we're supposed to be driving or something like that.
Well, to Will, that is. That's what he's saying. He's saying supposed to do. Like, I don't know what he's supposed to do. I'm going to grab my locket and see if I can get some kind of guidance and be like, yep, I'm evil now, swirly man. What do I do? I don't say that out loud. Yep. I just say it with my heart.
Now what are you doing? Are you trying to talk to someone?
What the hell is wrong? You're staring at me an awful lot. Irina, is that you in disguise?
Sorry, should I go away and then just, Eric can just have you just talk to yourself for a while?
He just holds up a finger, like, annoyedly at her, because he's trying to see if he gets some kind of guidance from the fucking swirly man.
All right. It is dead quiet.
Oh, great. Does it feel... Okay. What is worse, being freezing or the feeling I get from this temple?
Well, as you get to the bottom of the steps, you see that the snow is kind of drifting down them. It's been snowing. If you recall, the snow was intensifying as you got here. And so that looks like that hasn't let up. And you also don't have any wind chill in here. It's cold.
Mm-hmm. Are these, in this other room, would I remember, are those like boxes or something? Was that in that room right next to me?
Those are, blah, 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 like things to sleep on.
Beds?
Not beds.
Pots?
It's more like pelts and things, like,
oh,
laid
pelts.
On the ground.
I was wondering if I could set something on fire and sit by a fire because I'm cold.
I mean, you can keep creating your bonfires.
And they last for 5 minutes or something? Yeah, okay, I'll do that. I'll just stand here and make a bonfire and stand by it like an emo jerk.
I was just thinking that you were being emo, Will.
Yes.
Cool. Well, we'll come back to that. We'll see how that goes. See if you've killed Esmeralda. So, Rafina, you did not wish to take the Corpse Star's gift.
I went to the south one.
South. The southernmost sarcophagus.
I'm going to tag along with Rafina. I'm getting less and less excited about these gifts, but I can't reconcile it with this good feeling I have about being in this place. Like, aren't we supposed to be here for some reason? But this doesn't seem like the reason.
Do you touch it? You touch it, Rafina?
Yep.
What about Bathway?
Yes.
All right. And Nick tags along. And in your heads, you all just hear this just derisive laughter. Just... You pathetic. Move on. I can't help you.
Oh. What's your name?
Doesn't matter.
You really don't want to talk to us? When's the last time you talked to someone?
How did you get here?
Joke.
He can give you the power of comedy.
Oh, no. No.
All right.
Seriously, go move along.
Okay, toodaloo. She skips to the west one.
Well, really? No gift?
Not for you.
All right, awesome.
I love it, Bethpack laughs. Cool.
So you guys move on to the east, or wait, west sarcophagus? Got it. Alrighty.
I'm curious if those things are indestructible.
I know, I'm kind of wanting to punch them myself.
Tink, 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 tink. All right. Hello.
Hi.
Now you're a GPS.
What may I do for you?
Oh, no.
The GPS from Transylvania.
Hi. Just checking out what you are and what you have on offer.
I do not think that I can give you a gift. Hmm. You, your souls are too pure.
Ooh.
Oh. How come the other ones offered us some?
Perhaps they do not need a corrupted soul to grant their gifts. Good Alas, heavens. I do.
Ah.
If you would like to become evil in return, I would be happy to grant you my gift.
Well, thank you for being honest about it.
Well, that's just my nature. I cannot give you what I physically cannot grant upon you, so... No need to waste your time. I offer the dark gift of the vampire.
Whoa! Hmm. I want that. That's cool.
But what? Yeah. Hmm. Okay. Bye.
Yeah. Yeah, I appreciate the candor. Bye.
That's awesome.
Goodbye.
Beep boop.
Yes.
All right. So those are the three sarcophaguses in this room. If you were paying attention, you saw Lank go up the stairs.
Yeah.
He did not come back down.
Well, Rafina, should we go up and see what Lank's doing?
Yeah, I don't want that east one either. These stars are tricksy.
Yeah, there has to be a catch.
Yeah, I you guys didn't want that gift. Like, is there like a bad things with these? Who? What, do we know? Like,
I mean, it didn't sound bad, but
I mean, those other ones sounded bad.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Well, it didn't seem to make Will very happy, even though that wasn't directly related to his gift.
Yeah, that's true. He was mad.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to trust you guys. I'm not going to take it either.
Yeah.
But man, like if one of us died, like we'd be able to bring them back? Is that what he was saying?
I know, but Eesh. I feel like it might not be the best life.
I don't know. I guess that's the moral question, right?
Yes. It's a gray area.
Is half-life better than no life at all?
Yeah. I mean, maybe it works better on NPCs. Oh, sorry.
I don't know. If you guys didn't take it, I yeah. This stuff, I'm kind of out of my depth here.
I want to know what the one that was laughing wants, or wants to give you. Guys.
I tried to find out.
My guess is that if we went down to the laughing one and declared that we wanted to be evil, we would get something amazing.
Another evil one.
Why don't we just go and destroy it?
Right, because that's what the one on the west wall said, that if you give us a gift, if we were evil.
He did.
Yeah. I think we should, like, one of the sarcophagi was in shards, remember? In the first room?
Mm-hmm.
So they are destructible. What happens if we destroy it? Maybe we release the star. Maybe that's not a good thing.
Yeah, I'm happy to just keep going.
Yeah. Fair enough. Up the stairs.
All right. You join Lank in this sumptuous library. Lank, are you just still sitting there?
I am.
Lank is sitting in a comfortable-looking chair, leaning slightly to his right, away from the near candelabra.
Mm-hmm. Extinguish the torch again. Hey, Lank.
These books, see if you can read anything. They're blank to me.
Okay.
Illiteracy isn't anything to be ashamed of.
I'm going to go on the east wall, southeast corner, and take out a book.
Okay. The cover is blank, and if you open it up, the pages are blank.
All right. I'm going to start reciting some poetry I learned when I was younger.
Okay.
Like I'm reading it out of the book, and I'm going to look at that. In Draconic, so he doesn't understand it, but...
That's so mean.
Poor Lank.
Rafina picks up a book, too. All
right. The cover is blank and the pages are blank.
She throws it at Bathwack.
Okay. I'll put it away.
I would have expected to find Victor here. Wasn't he here to find knowledge?
Yeah, maybe he couldn't find this place. Kind of went like, I feel like we went up and down and up and down and up and down.
But we don't know. Nick, you were the last one to see him.
We all were, I think. I mean, we all kind of left him back there when we tried to, when we got that guy that I killed. So yeah, I don't know where he went.
We didn't see him come down the stairs, right?
We didn't see him come down, so should we go upstairs and see if we can find him?
Of course, then, I mean, the temple may have separated us.
Maybe. Like it did before,
yeah.
From Rafina and whatnot.
He wanted to be here, but I'm concerned about him.
Yeah. Mm. I mean, Nick's looking around, like, is there only way out of this room down?
I couldn't find any other way in, but...
Yeah, there's no doors or anything.
But these candles were lit when I came up here. Light takes a wide... Although, the flame would be pretty high above him, I'm guessing.
There must be some other way in, right? That crack in the wall couldn't have been here forever.
Oh, that's a good point.
Yeah, that's true.
Hmm.
Light's gonna start knocking on the walls.
Yeah, search the south wall.
Alright. You both can give me investigation checks.
3.
No pressure on Lank here, who's certainly not distracted or anything. Oh, 18.
Nice.
Alright. Bathwack, you find nothing.
You can't even find the wall.
Lank, you find a secret door in the center of the west wall.
Nice.
Oh. Didn't even need my wand of secrets. That was a strange investment on my part.
Although yeah, I think, doesn't really
pretty sure
it
was
anything.
Free, but still.
All right.
Is it, like, easy to open, or do I have to...
Once you find it, you're able to find them, the mechanism that would open it.
Bathwack, Rafina.
Oh.
All right.
There's nothing down here. He says with amazing confidence.
Pulls his weapon and opens the door.
All right. This is the ceiling in here is 10 feet high. Dust and cobwebs fill this otherwise empty room.
Oh, come on.
Boring.
Nothing else in
it? Use your wand now!
I have one charge left.
Before what? The next time? Wait, is it every time we level up or every time we...
No, it's, I think, 1 point per day it recharges.
Oh.
I have it written down somewhere.
It has 3 total charges.
Mm-hmm.
Each time you use it, spends a charge. And then it regains 1d3 charges at dawn.
At dawn. Okay.
That's, yep. Okay. I have one left for today.
Okay.
So I might as well use it.
All right. That's just Lank as he pulls it out. So you wave the wand around and it immediately starts vibrating in your hand. And it points towards the wall. The western wall, sort of near the southern end of this small little room. The opposite wall that you came in from.
It's doing something?
I think it's only ever worked one other time. And I forget, like, am I using it like a divining rod? Do I sort of get dragged by it to the secret?
It points towards where it is.
Okay.
And once you follow its guiding finger, you're able to make out that there is another secret door where it's pointing.
Wait, there's more. There's more.
There is?
I was saying this to Rafina and Bathwell. Sorry.
Okay, let's go.
If I can figure it out, I open up this door.
Yes, you are able to figure it out. And you reveal a relatively large room beyond. This 15-foot-high room contains the trappings of royalty. Ornate furniture, exquisite rugs and tapestries, and decorative statuary. Everywhere you look are lit candelabras atop small tables. The beauty of the decor is undone by thick dust and cobwebs. Mm. Standing in the center of the room are 2 figures facing each other.
Ooh.
One is a figure you know well. It is Victor.
Oh, no. Okay.
And the other is a decrepit skeleton clad in tattered robes.
Oh, my goodness. Oh.
It looks like from where you describe the door is that I'm going to be walking in over a desk. Is that correct?
Yeah, basically you'd have to like either push the desk out of the way or clamber over it.
Like,
or in your case, stroll.
Walk over it and jump down.
Oh, are you... All right, maybe it's too late.
Well, as the door opens, the red pinpoints of light burn in the skeleton's eye sockets. His head turns, and he looks and he says, "Do I know you?"
Oh my goodness.
I don't believe so. I was actually looking for him.
Do you know him?
What the...
Who, wait, is he asking me if I know Victor?
Maybe.
Oh. I know...
He's directing that to you.
Blank's pointing at Victor. I know Victor.
Oh. Do you know me?
Hmm.
Tell us who you are.
Can you tell me who I am, please?
Aww. He seems a little confused, guys.
Victor, how long have you been here?
Victor, did you animate this skeleton?
No, this guy, he's a lich. He's a lich. But he doesn't know anything.
Hmm.
Did you wake him up?
I was walking through the temple and then suddenly I was here. I don't know if I like triggered something or there's no like doors in or out. I mean, you guys just came through the wall. But
so you didn't come in that way?
No.
Oh.
Mm-mm.
By the way, Victor, if you see any sarcophagi, don't take the gifts. And then she says, to Link, I really don't want him to be armed with any of those things. Right? You know what I'm saying?
Well, we were all separated, but we've been coming to try to find you. Or I take it you're all right.
Well, yeah, except I'm trying to like get something out of this guy. Like, he seems to like have amnesia or something.
He doesn't know his name even?
No, I don't know my name.
Hmm.
Where are we? Who?
Well, what? Victor knows that. Might either of you know why all the books in the next room are blank?
The books. The books. They're full of... I don't know.
You're so close.
Like, guys, like, as you were coming, like, I was gonna, like, I have this spell that can, like, I think, like, help him, like, bring back his memories. Bring him back to, like, who he used to be.
What if that's someone we don't want to talk to? I like this guy. Let's keep him as he is.
Victor, you knew something about this place. That's why you wanted to come here. Do you have any idea who this might be?
I don't know. I don't know. This wasn't in my thing at all. I don't know.
And you've been here the whole time?
I've been here a little bit. I haven't been able to get out of here. This guy didn't know how.
I'm sure if... What's her face? The Irish woman. I'm sure if she was here, she would say, don't bring back the guy's memory.
But he might, like, know all the secrets. This is why I'm here.
Bathwick, you said you feel good about this place. Do you still?
I feel good, but... Everything about these guys creeps me out, except that, I don't know, I have this... I still feel like there's something here we're supposed to do, but...
Well, if there's something we're supposed to do, this might be it.
Rafina pulls out a blanket from her backpack and puts it on the skeleton's shoulders. You look cold!
Blank just sort of looks at Rafina and then looks back.
I don't think I can feel cold. No, I'm not cold. I know that.
Well, you won't be needing this, then.
Lang's talking to Bathwick again. Do you think there's a risk in helping him recover his memory if Victor can do this?
Gosh, I really have no idea what to do. I'm afraid of how powerful this guy might be. He seems rather harmless right now.
He does seem harmless now, but if you have a sense that we were here to do something, this may be it. I can stay with Victor. Do you want to step into the library? So there's like some shielding if he turns out to be a dick. Because I can get Victor through the door pretty easily.
So you're proposing that we all go to the library and you somehow...
I'll stay here with Victor. We'll let Victor try the spell, and then if there's a problem, we'll start retreating through the library.
So maybe we can confine him in this room?
Yeah.
All right. Is there anything we can do to prepare? I don't know.
I think the best thing we could do to prepare would be have Victor and I here at this end and have whoever this is at the other end.
Yeah. You know, you don't have anything to make up for. I mean, you don't have to stay in the room. We can just leave.
Well, I don't want to leave Victor here. If you feel good about this place and think there's something we need to do, I'd say I know what it's like to not have your memories. It would be the first time ever in this land, but this may work out well.
All right.
You know, aren't we due for a change in fortune?
All right. So wait, Rufina, where are you going to go?
I'm going to go with you guys. I was just looking to see if I had anything useful in my spells for him, but I don't think I do.
So I guess I was going to recommend that most of us are out in the study like Link suggested, but I'd like to stay in this central room.
I think Link's going to stand on the desk.
All right. Because if Link is in trouble...
Grab Victor and pull him backwards through the... opening, but leave the desk in place. I don't know. I mean, a desk probably won't slow down a lick too much, but we'll do what we can.
And don't you have that cold thing now?
I do.
Also could backfire, but yes.
Yeah, there's no guarantee whatsoever. I've never tried it. So, what is it? It's a cone of coldness, right?
Yeah, cone of cold.
Just cold.
I think. Whatever I said before. Edit it in, Katie.
Cone of cold. Yeah, here we go.
All right.
I fear I should probably know how it's done.
Probably.
All right. It sounds like you feel like you have to do this, so let's do it.
I explain to Victor what we're doing.
Before this goes down, do I have enough time to inspect these the spectacles or the wand from this fox? Is there anything I can use there?
With the time you're talking about, let me just look.
Yeah,
see,
I mean, I don't have much.
I need to remember. You think the glasses are just valuable, just for materials? And I'm sorry, what was the other thing?
He was wearing a colorful robe.
Yeah.
Carrying a wand.
You definitely think that the robe is magical. There's different patches on it that look very interesting. That might help, you don't really know, with the amount of time we're talking about here. The wand, you think, is probably just his, that was his focus. It's not like a specific, like a magic wand with charges in it or anything like that.
Okay.
So you guys are preparing.
I'm going to put on that robe.
Cool.
It's going to look really funny, but...
Yeah, it kind of fits.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. It's like half my size. I'm going to put it on my left arm.
Yeah. You can make like a
capelet.
Like a
capelet.
Yeah.
So I'm going to wrap it around my belt or something. Yeah, I don't know.
Tie it like a Rambo headband.
Yeah, a headband.
Or like a Ninja Turtle
headband. Yeah, Ninja Turtle headband. There you go.
Yeah, so Will, unbeknownst to you, they're making these preparations to potentially bring back a Lich's memories and who knows what else. Are you roasting marshmallows on the fire?
Well, how much time has passed? Like 10 minutes?
I don't know. Yeah.
I am not being interesting. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. Eventually, yeah, after probably about that long, Esmeralda's like, well, I mean, right here, I don't know how much immediate danger you may be in. Do you think I should maybe go check on them to see where they've gone, or...
I was figuring she was going to be like, eh, they're probably dead. Let's move on.
Let's go.
Well, you seem to be relatively settled here. I mean, I guess you might wander off, but I don't know. It doesn't seem like anything's going to fly at us out of the dark here. Who knows? Maybe they're whatever these evil forces are just waiting to get you alone, but I feel a little uneasy leaving them deeper in this temple. But,
well, what is your sense from this place?
I just think it's a big waste of time. Good, bad, I mean, we're in Barovia, so it's most likely bad.
Well, that's a little weird, because everyone else seems to have some kind of sense from this place. I know Rafina thought it seemed good, and I think it seems, like, crappy. Oh, wait, I'm talking like this, I forgot. Again. But
stop smiling, please!
I know.
It's weird!
It's terrible. I mean, what are we supposed to be doing here? I don't see the point.
I don't either.
Yeah.
So maybe I can collect them and tell them we're waiting? I don't know.
They're not going to listen to you. You're the new girl. They don't even listen to me, and I've been with them almost from the beginning.
I'm a voice of the DM. I'll tell them that there's no more point to us being here and that we should go right now. Are you going to be okay here, do you think? I mean, you've got company, you've got animals all around you.
Well, where are you going to go? Where are you going to go?
Well, I mean, last we saw, they went through that doorway over there. She points to the door down in the room and beyond, under the balcony in the far corner. They went in there, and they haven't come back out since, so... I mean, they maybe even be in trouble, I don't know.
Right, so you want to go back into the depths of this place that we know nothing about. I don't think that is safe.
I don't know that it is either, but I don't think it's safe for them. I can scout it out and then come get you if it looks like there's to be a scuffle or a row. A row.
Oh, how dark is it here where I'm standing?
I mean, you have a fire, otherwise it's dark.
Oh, man. You know what? He'll just stay there. He'll act tough. He's mad, so I don't think he knows anything right now. Sure, go scout it out.
All right, I'll be back. And she creeps stealthily off into the darkness. Soon she's out of your view. So you're just sitting there by the fire. Bernard's curled up next to you.
Hmm.
Do you resort to getting close to Steed for any kind of warmth at all?
No way. I can't imagine he's even warm anyway. He is a spiritual whatever.
Not that you would know.
Yeah, not that I would know. But he's Bathwax. And Bathwax is cold-blooded, so the horse must be cold-blooded.
At one point, he respectfully walks away to the end of the balcony and takes a crab.
Oh my god.
Spectral crab.
Spectral,
yeah, it is green. But it's like a dark green, like a forest green.
Sweet.
Comes back.
And roses grow out of it.
So you're just, you know, enjoying the, it's very, very quiet.
Yeah.
You know, it's like deathly
I'm
quiet.
I'm keeping an ear out for that from that one side where I said the gesture to uh-huh. towards the skulls.
Yep. You don't hear anything coming
the
there.
I'm aware
you know.
Of.
What's her, Esmeralda's footsteps have, you know, receded into the darkness.
Ah! Oh my god! Why did you do that? That was really scary. Oh my god!
I knew that was going to happen. I knew it.
That was because I was like listening for like, it was like, you know, talk about these footsteps, quietness, and then Jesus, I really jumped a lot that time.
I know
time.
You did. That was a good one.
Jesus.
I love the soundboard.
That was really scary. Oh.
And purple smoke appears across the fire from you. You could imagine that maybe it's sitting cross-legged on the ground. Took her forever to leave.
Right? I know what you mean.
Yep.
How you been? Long time no see.
Is it long time? I feel like it was like 2 seconds ago.
Oh, it feels like, always feels like an eternity to me.
Oh, thanks, I guess.
We're connected. We've got an intimate relationship, you and I.
Gross. What do you want?
That isn't really your thing, is it? I just, you know, you were trying to reach out to me. You were looking for
some guidance there. Rub the little trinket that I gave you. So?
What do you want me to do? What am I supposed to do?
Well, I mean, what have I told you you're supposed to do?
I don't care, because this sucks.
Do you want to get out of here?
This temple?
Yes. You're not. We've talked about what you're going to do. You're not leaving Barovia. This is your place.
Ha ha ha. What do you want me to do?
Well, I mean, you got... I guess there was a little bit of a bombshell dropped on you there with Lank, huh?
You're so
cute. I wonder
cute.
When that would come out.
You are so cute. What other secrets do you hold, you giant douchebag?
Yeah. I mean, that was the star
and
of
what
secrets.
What was that thing? Oh, wait, no, I'm talking like this. What was that thing that gave me this voice and fucked up my face? What was that thing?
This place is full of power. I mean, there's a lot of powers here. Look, first of all,
yeah,
it's,
but if
it's,
this is what's gonna do to me,
yeah,
that's not really
that's,
gonna
that's
help.
That's pretty bad. Can I get rid of one of those for you?
Oh, great.
The smile or the voice? Which one do you want me to get rid of?
Oh, God, are you kidding me? I don't want to have to act with this voice forever. No, I'm just kidding. Oh, man. I don't like not having control over my face, I guess. That's really impossible to choose.
Look, I'll get rid of one now, and then when you defeat Strahd and become Lord of Barovia, then I'll get rid of the other for you. Is that a good deal?
And that's also really cute. I genuinely can't act with that voice forever because, like, that's really... I have to go like this to the microphone if I'm going to talk like that forever. This is impossible. I'm tired after moving. I can't make this decision. I'm
moving?
Sorry.
Moving? What are you talking about?
Oh, my goodness.
You don't have a home.
Can I ask, and would I know? I have no idea. Like, when we were joking about the Mask of Many Faces or whatever, putting that over my face, like, did that...
You could. I mean, it takes some effort. Like, it's, you know, it doesn't keep you from doing anything, but it's a pain. But yeah, you could do it. I think you can also do that with your voice, though, but you haven't tried it with either.
I don't think I can change my voice with Mask of Many Faces.
Oh.
I think that's just major illusion.
Okay.
Like, I can make sounds, but
cool.
I don't think Mask of Many Faces... Or,
okay.
You know, disguise self. Mm-hmm. That's what we're talking about.
You're right.
I mean, I guess I need my voice. So, my voice. Thanks.
Good. All right, you have your voice back.
Thank you. Not at all, because this is terrible.
But I it's not just instant, though. Of course, no. These tendrils of smoke shoot out and suck down your throat. And it's like you're drowning for like...
Oh, great.
5 seconds, and then it's gone.
Great.
And then you actually drown.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like you're drowning for 5 seconds, then you're actually drowning for 5 seconds, then you're dead.
I don't know. What was the question?
Was there a question? I think you answered it. Which of these you wanted gone?
Great.
No, so, I mean, come on. And he, like, the
but what
the,
was that thing? What is this place?
Right. That's what we were talking about. This is a temple that houses many... powers.
Stars?
Yeah, I mean, they refer to themselves that way. I mean, you know, you call they're like essences, very like condensed essences of evil. Basically.
Of evil?
Yeah.
They're all evil,
oh,
you
yeah.
say.
Oh, yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
Wait, there are more.
Hmm?
How many?
Oh, there's a... I mean, 20-ish, I think. Something like that? I don't know. I might be more, might be less. It's a good rough. It's a good guesstimate.
So why do I feel so crappy about this place if this place is full of evil and I'm so evilly inclined?
I don't know. This place fucks with people. Makes people feel weird things, hear weird things, do weird things.
So everyone's being fucked with right now, except for me, because I just want to get out of here.
I don't know. You seem to be pretty well fucked.
Right, my face is.
With.
Thanks for
oh, but also,
me.
Like, you know, what you found out, the revelations that you've received. So what can I do for you? You're looking for some guidance. I mean, like, there's a lot of power here. You maybe want to go you're on your own. Maybe go try to investigate.
Yeah, this probably is like nothing compared to, I'll probably like die if I touch another one and I get some kind of lame ass power that goes away after a couple tries.
Nothing will kill you outright here.
Okay. You know what? Fuck you. As usual, you are terrible. And you just made me feel horrible, even though you relieved me of whatever that was bothering my throat. I don't actually want your help, and I don't want to do anything. And I probably shouldn't say any of that out loud, but I did, so.
So what?
What do you want me to do here? What do I have to do?
Well, like I said, I mean, like, you want to defeat Strahd? You want to take over this place like we discussed? I mean,
you want me to do that?
Yeah. There's some advantages, you know, that you could probably find here. Or you could just wait. See if your friends die. Face Strahd on your own.
Well, that won't work. You think they're gonna die here?
I don't know. This is an old place. Lots of ancient...
I can't tell if you're fucking with me.
They might end up killing each other.
I want to watch that, but but I know, I guess I'm not supposed to let them die, so where are they?
They're back that way, where that annoying lady went.
She is annoying.
Yes.
Yeah. Cool.
Kind of hot, though, right?
No.
No, you're wrong.
I refuse to look at her that way. I refuse to look at anyone that way. Let's go. Who am I talking to? My dog.
Me.
My brother. You're my brother.
Says Steed.
No. Stay here, Steed.
You're talking to me.
Fine. I mean, she was going to go scope it out. What am I supposed to... I mean...
Oh, nope. She's coming back. I should probably go. But, you know, do whatever you think is best. Just, you wanted my, you know, 2 cents, so there you go.
I really can summon you whenever I want, huh? It seems like, ah!
She's gone.
Great.
All right, so yeah, she is coming back. We'll go back to the Lich Room. And so you guys have prepared, and you're going to allow Victor to cast his spell, right?
Yes.
Everybody's muted but Greg.
You told us we could have a break soon, and so I got hungry.
Oh.
And then you never gave us a break, and so I had to
I
eat.
I lied.
Hang on, let me plug in the better microphone.
Well, Lank is ready to go.
So everyone's in position. Victor has pulled out his spell book. He has directed the Lich to stand at the far end of the room, and he obliges, kind of totters over there. So Victor begins casting this spell. It seems pretty complicated. He starts reading in a chanty, sing-songy thing, moves his hand. You see some lights flicker from his fingertips.
Oh, God. This is going to go horribly wrong.
And he utters a final word with a conviction. And the Lich stumbles back a step or two, puts his hand on a nearby table, and he looks down at the ground. Then he looks up, and these red pinpoints in his eyes are glowing fiercely. He's just silent for 5 seconds, maybe, something like that, and then he says,
Exathanter. That's my name, Exathanter. No, wait. No. I mean, that's my name now. Wait, what was your...
And he's looking at Victor.
Oh my God.
And he takes a few steps across the room to Victor, and he...
Lank's got a good hold on Victor's... cloak.
He doesn't look through. He's not like rushing at him. He's not threatening.
Right, got a good grip.
Yeah, no, I'm just, yes. Just trying to give you a sense of your trigger finger there. And he says, "No, my long ago, my name was Victor."
Oh my God! Oh my God!
And he, like, reaches out a bony hand. And just, he doesn't touch Victor, but he just, like just sort of reaches it out at his face.
Oh, God.
And he says, I remember.
Oh, God.
You. Me. Yes.
What?
Yes, this. And, Victor looks up at the Lich, and his eyes widen in, it looks like horror.
Oh, my God.
And he's like, what? What? And the Lich is like, yes, yes, yes. I am you. You will be me. That's. This happened. Yes, I remember. Thank you. Thank
Wait.
You.
Could you? I'm sorry. I'm new to all of this. What? Let's go. Wait. You're. Would you mind walking me, Mr. Lich, walking me through what's going on here?
Oh no! Yeah, yes, certainly. Under your hand, you feel Victor kind of vibrating.
Whoa.
Not like magically, just like trembling, Aww. Like oh. tremors are like coursing through him. And, as the Lich says, certainly, he's kind of cut off by Victor saying, no, no, no. And, his head jerks down and he looks at his book.
Oh no.
And he mutters, shouts. No, he doesn't mutter. He screams, shrieks. A few words, and his head explodes.
What? What?
Wait, Victor's or the skeletons?
Victor's.
Oh my God, what? Oh my God,
That's
ew,
disgusting.
What?
Are we spattered with his blood?
If you're there nearby, I don't know where you were.
Oh my God.
Positioned.
I think just Lank was in the room.
Oh my God, that's really sad.
Wait, as a result of his spell or as a result of something else?
It seemed to happen as soon as he finished shrieking these words that he was reading from his book.
Oh my God.
Now, so, does the skeleton also disappear?
No. He's standing there and kind of shaking his head.
Oh God.
Sort of disapprovingly.
Did this already happen? Are we playing with time here? What's going on, skeleton former Victor?
I'm not sure. It's interesting.
Do you remember doing that?
Actually, yes, kind of. It's interesting that I'm. Maybe it has to do with. I don't know.
What do you mean he was you or you're him?
Oh, I am. Yes, that's me or was me. I don't know how to refer to it, but yes. I grew up in Valaki. Long ago. It feels like centuries, ages, eons ago. But. I don't know. This place is odd. It has some strange properties, this temple we're in. Anyway, you can let go of him now. I'm pretty sure he's dead.
Oh my God.
Lank does let go, and I'm assuming he just crumples to the body. Crumples.
What's left is Victor crumples to the ground, and you're left staring down a glowing-eyed skeleton lich man.
Yikes. What made that happen? I don't understand.
Oh, he just killed himself.
So it was a suicide spell.
Oh, yes, yeah. I mean, that could be... doesn't have to be directed at the self. Usually it is not.
Yikes.
I guess he couldn't deal with the reality of the situation. Oh well. Anyway, what can I do for you?
I have more questions. Blank is here dripping blood off of his front.
Mm-hmm.
You say... What's the timeline here? You... were once this boy?
Yes, I was. I came here with you all to this temple.
But his head just exploded. Did your head ever explode?
See, that's... I'm not... That's just still... I don't know. The timeline, timing, I'm not sure. Clearly this happened long, long ago, but also it's happening currently. So, hard to say.
But how are you still you?
I don't
if
know.
If he's dead now.
I don't know. It has to do with, I'm sure, just this place. There are a lot of powers stored here.
If this happened before, why you stayed behind long ago?
Well, yeah, I mean, yes, this this place, it contains many many magics.
Wait a second. You're Nick.
Oh, I am Nick.
It's a big lie.
That explains everything.
He's like, oh, you are, and he stabs himself in the head with
no!
his rapier.
Get out, everybody! Get out before he says he's you.
So what will you do now?
Well, I'll do what I always have done. I mean, I've been somewhat of a steward of this place, maybe. I overlook this place. There is much knowledge and power to be gained here. Have you met any of the powers stored here?
Many. One of them gave me a gift.
We've met some stars.
That's nice. Yes, there are many here to meet. I can give you all. Many of them are locked away in vaults, but I can give you the keys to open up these doors.
Do we want to? They seem very suspect.
They grant great gifts and power. I mean, what gift did you receive, if I may ask?
Like stuttering, trying to. he's got Victor all over his front.
Yeah.
Oh
my goodness.
Rafina has the blanket out still, so she's wiping at everyone with it.
I received the gift of the star of Delbin, the star of ice and hate.
Yes, you can cast cold from your fingers, deathly cold. It's not bad. Yeah. You don't look like you typically dabble in magic, so it probably feels quite exciting to you.
It was at the time. A lot has happened since then.
Yes, I mean, you know, this
Lang cuts him off. The one who tells secrets. Does he speak truthfully?
Sometimes. I was probably more often than not. I think that's more interesting to it.
Lang is quiet again. He looks like as soon as he started asking the question, it was something he didn't actually want to ask.
I mean, you're certainly not the first to come here and seek power and whatnot. You're certainly in good company. I mean,
we came here, well, with you, I suppose.
Yes.
Because you wanted power. We don't want power.
No.
We want to free this land.
Well, I mean, that certainly takes power, doesn't it?
Well, we don't want power for ourselves.
Free this land. Oh, you mean from Strahd?
Yeah. And from what other curses are bestowed upon it.
Yeah, I mean, that's going to take some doing. I mean, he came here. I mean, he sought immortality and came here centuries ago. He received gifts and...
Did he happen to break a sarcophagus in the process, by any chance?
I certainly don't believe so. I don't know why he would do such a thing. That would be... What a waste that would be.
We noticed a broken sarcophagus.
Oh yes, in the vault there. That. Yeah, that was broken when I came here. It's very sad.
What happened?
I don't know. It was that way when I found it. This temple obviously predates me, but I certainly think that there's a lot to be gained here for you. I like to share this temple's gifts freely to as many as who would receive it.
Are there any penalties for accepting these gifts? Are there any downsides?
I mean, it depends on what you classify as a downside. There's give and take, you know. I mean, it's hard to say. You shouldn't really worry about it. Nothing life-threatening or anything like that.
But it might be helpful against Strahd.
I would think. I mean, you already are more powerful than your just single interaction, wouldn't you say?
Yes, although I haven't tried it, but... yes, I could tell that there was a change.
Victor, why do you have a new name now?
That is the name I have assumed as a lich. See, this is a gift I was given by one of the powers here.
And did you find what you were looking for, Victor?
I would say so. Seems like you've only scraped upon what this place can offer. I encourage you to go and speak to as many of these powers as you would like.
Bathwack, do you still feel good about this place?
I'm in the other room.
Well, I thought you were there? In like the antechamber right there.
Yeah, I'm in the antechamber, yeah.
I'm like leaning back and asking.
Now I'm starting to get the, yeah, I still feel good, but maybe this place is just messing with us.
It's certainly messing with us, but if it'll help us defeat Strahd, I may have to talk to some of those other statues. Will you stay here, Victor?
It's up to you. I can come with you if you like, guide you through, a bit of a tour guide, if you will.
Well, that might be useful.
Are you staying in the temple?
Oh, well, yes, I'm staying here. This is my place.
Oh, a tour might not be a bad idea from someone who actually knows what's going on.
Certainly. Claps his hands together. Right then. Shall we take a look around?
Blank moves aside to let the skeleton lead the way.
Got it. He pushes aside the desk as if it weighs nothing and strides out of the room and begins to lead you on a merry tour of the Amber Tamblin. You hop into the double-decker bus, pulls on his intercom, and as he comes down the stairs, and we'll see if he meets Will and Esmeralda and the zoo that's following along with them next time when we return to Barovia Pork Fried Dice Podcast D&D.
Wow, that was
Amber
really...
Temple.
Just wow.
Yeah.
Just wow.
Flows off the tongue.
Yes.
No, the just wow was in reference to everything that just happened.
Yeah.
This session.
That was wacky.
Yikes.
I wonder why Victor would be unhappy about the skeleton and then kill himself.
I know.
But still be alive in the skeleton.
Like, I feel like that'd be his dream. He'd have all the powers. He's a skeleton.
But why did he freak out?
Oh god, everyone is sleepy. Everyone's yawning.
And I didn't take a break because I forgot. My brain power is spent trying to think of what to do with Will.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Will sucks, man.
I think the longer we stay in the temple, the more like frayed everything is going to get.
Yeah.
By the time we go to fight Strahd, we're just going to be like, I don't care. Let's start killing each other.
Yeah. It's bad because like that's the thing. Like, I mean, at least at first, I don't know. I have a weird path because I'm being told that I have to be the king of Barovia. But I don't really want Will to be evil. I don't really want him to be, but he keeps getting all this bad stuff, and I don't know what to do.
We don't even know that he's actually evil, but he just has this smile that makes him look evil.
Right. He
yeah,
doesn't...
we haven't been able to guarantee that it's, or what's the word? Verify.
I think it's just that after that happened, and hearing all these things, and hearing that he's in a party with, like, a guy that beat his sister up, but he's also, like, see, psychologically, I'm like, well, Will would be like, well, that's part of the job.
Yeah.
But I hate that.
Yeah.
Like, how can he judge Lank for that when Will had to do stuff like that? But now he's part of a party where he has to hang out with Lank like that. So there's too much drama. It's just too much drama.
Is there such a thing, Katie?
No, not in D&D.
Or ever.
No, I hate drama in real life, but in D&D, it's delicious. In stories, it's delicious. What are you looking at? Oh, yeah, I don't know. Like, I want him to be not evil, but what am I going to do?
Well, then don't be evil.
I had to take that power. I couldn't let someone else get the power of, it kept being about secrets, and he's like, well, I can't have somebody else know my secrets, so he had to do it.
I feel like other ones he'll be able to resist, but he couldn't resist that one.
I love you.
Oh, thanks. I can tell you're tired. You just said that in front of everybody. Like,
ew. Now they know.
Ew.
Guys, we smooch.
Ew.
No, I just tell your brain shut down. That's like what you say when you're tired and you're just like, oh.
That was a lot of thinking.
It was. You had no preparation time. We've had literally no seconds of sitting down at all. So that was just you on the fly. You did a really good job.
Yay, Eric.
I'm sorry to make your life harder. Oh, God. Cool.
Fabulosio.
Right. Everybody turn off your screens and go to sleep right where you're sitting.
Don't have to tell me twice.
Good, I was about to. Save you the trouble.
Thanks for listening. Please leave us a review on iTunes and visit porkfrieddice.com to find links to us on Facebook and Twitter. Be sure to join us next week to find out what happens to your favorite adventurers as they muddle their way through our demented mindscapes.